Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to have you out there today listening, and we thank the Lord for this time that we have together here on the radio. I appreciate all the support, the prayers, and again, we're going to have contact information at the end of this broadcast so that you can get in touch with Gather the Outcast. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear emails, letters, however you can contact us, and the things that you enjoy about this program, just let me know, and we'll continue to bring these great broadcasts to you each and every Sunday. Well, the authority of the believer is a very important subject because we have to know who we are in Jesus Christ. We have to know who we operate under, whose power we have, who gives us the authority, and by what authority he receives it. And we have to know that Jesus Christ has given us everything that we need to operate in power here in our lives on this earth. And so many people don't understand who they are in Christ. Many people are broken. Many people are defeated. They're depressed. They're operating in despair. They have no hope. They have no joy. They have no peace in their life. And so I'm going to speak to you today about the authority we have in Christ Jesus. And this message is going to be primarily for believers. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is going to be a message for you, so that you can operate in the authority that Jesus has for you. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, by the power and grace of the Holy Spirit, we can arrange for you to make a confession of faith today, and you can know for sure that you are saved. You can know for sure that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. You don't have to wonder and guess around about it. And so, again, this is primarily for the believer today, so that you can move forward in kingdom authority. Well, in 1 Corinthians 11:3, Paul says to the Corinthians, who were baby Christians at that time, just a baby church, "For I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God." And so Paul is giving the divine order of things. God is a God of order. As you see the universe operate each and every day, the sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon and the stars, they all have their patterns, they all have their cycles, they all have every moon cycle is a repetitive, consistent cycle, and that is the way God designed the universe. The birds all come back to the temperate zone at a certain time each and every year, and the whales all migrate, the buffalo migrate. God just has a time clock and a rhythmic pattern that he has put into creation. And so there's a divine order of everything. And Paul says, "I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God." And so we have a divine hierarchy. Jesus Christ receives his authority from his Father. Jesus said in the scripture that he does nothing without his Father knowing it, and that he speaks for the Father. He is the living example of the divine Father. And so he and his Father are one, and the Holy Spirit are one. They are all in divine unity. They are all one in unity, in purpose, and in commission, but they are all separate in their separate entities and person. You have God the Father as one, you have Jesus Christ the Son as one, and you have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God that lives with us, that also is one. And so that is the divine authority that God laid out. And so we take our instruction, men, from Jesus Christ. We take our instruction from the Son of God, and the Son of God takes his instruction from Jehovah God, God the Father. And so we know that when we operate under the instruction and by the will of Jesus Christ, we know that we are operating in divine authority. And so when you speak the Word of God, when you act out in the Word of God, when you do the will of God and you go forward in the will of God, you know that you are in the perfect will of God, that you're not being disobedient, you're not being rebellious, you're not being in a place where you should not be. And so when you act out in that authority, then you know that you are going to be successful. Well, Jesus gave the authority to the disciples in Matthew 10. And if you have your Bible there, you can turn it to Matthew 10. We're going to start in verse 1. And we can take the same instruction for our own lives that Jesus gave to the disciples. We can take this instruction for our own lives. It's appropriate for us. Some people who are legalists and read the Bible in a very restricted way, a very constricted way, would say, well, now this instruction was just for the disciples. It isn't for us. If you took that argument to its logical conclusion, you could say that none of the Bible is for us, that it was all spoken to people in that day and in that time, and what is left for us is practically nothing of the Bible. But that's not the way to read it. Every scripture, every verse in the Bible is for our benefit, it's for our blessing, it's for our instruction, for our reproof, our rebuke, our teaching. And every verse in the Bible is God-breathed. Every verse in the Bible has the stamp of approval and the authority of God stamped upon it. And so we know that when we read instruction in the Bible, it is for us today. We can apply it to our life. You can apply it to your life. And maybe you don't understand everything about the Bible. Maybe you don't understand everything that happened in the Bible or the instruction that comes from each verse. But if you pray about it, beloved, and you ask the Lord to give you revelation, and you pray about it, and you be obedient to the parts of Scripture that you know, and you start to act out and walk out the parts that you understand, and you be obedient to those parts, I can assure you God will bless you in ways that you've never known before. He will give you peace that you've never known before. He will give you joy that you've never known before, and you will see things happen in your life that you could never have imagined for yourself before you started to walk with the Lord. Oh, Matthew 10, 1, Jesus is speaking to the disciples here. And it says, when he called the 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and disease. And so Jesus was not just here on this earth to save mankind from his sins. That was his primary goal, was to save man from his sins. Jesus said, I came to destroy the works of the devil, and I came to save man from his sins. And so that was his primary purpose. His precious blood has been shed for us so that we can know him for all eternity, that we can know that we're saved, and that we will never die. As I spoke in the resurrection message last week, Jesus said in John 11, if you know me, even if you die, you shall live. And so we look forward to that eternal life with Jesus. We look forward to that time when we can be with him in heaven for all eternity, and all the other saints, our beloved ancestors, our mothers, fathers, grandparents who have gone on, sometimes our children who have gone on before us. And so we look forward to that. That is the blessed hope that we look forward to. But also, Jesus gives us authority to live the kingdom of heaven out in our life right here on this earth as we live. And so we don't have to be subjugated to the pollution of the world. Yes, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We don't have to be subjugated by the wiles of the devil, and we don't have to be fearful every day when we get up that we're going to fall in all kinds of traps of the devil, and the devil is going to whipsaw us around and beat us up and eventually destroy us and kill us. We don't have to be fearful of that, because Jesus Christ gives us the authority here in our walk on this earth to have power over the devil. He gave the disciples power over unclean spirits and to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and disease. And so, beloved, when you encounter difficulties, when you encounter trials in your life, and you know the devil is behind it, that he's bringing all kinds of warfare against you, when you are seeking the Lord and when you're seeking the kingdom of God and you're trying to move forward in your close walk with the Lord, and you know the devil doesn't like it, he's coming against you, he's trying to beat you up, and he's trying to persuade you to give up on your calling, give up on your dreams in the kingdom, you know that you have power because Jesus Christ gives you the power to take authority over those unclean spirits. And so as you pray, you can say like this, Father, I ask you to send your angels to war over spirits of depression that are coming against me. I ask you to war over spirits of infirmity and sickness that is coming against me. I ask you to war over spirits of discouragement. I speak against discouragement. I speak against despair. I speak against financial breakdown and poverty. And I speak against a spirit of lack. And if you pray that way and just ask the Lord to activate his angels, Hebrews 1:14 says, what are the angels but ministering spirits sent out to those who inherit salvation? And so God has his angels to assist us. We have guardian angels, and there are other warring angels and ministering angels and angels that minister good health and also angels that reveal to us things that are happening in our life. And so if you ask the Lord to send out his angels to assist you, he will be more than happy to do that. There's billions of angels at his command, and they are ready to go to work to see you move forward in the kingdom. And so Jesus gave authority over unclean spirits, that is, spirits of the devil that defile us. Pornography is a big issue with men nowadays in America and really all over the world. And so if you are struggling with pornography, ask the Lord to send out his angels to war over those spirits, those unclean spirits of pornography. And you say, Jesus, I need help here. I need strengthening here. I ask you to seal up the portals of entry into my life and war. Send your angels to war over those spirits of pornography, those spirits of unclean spirits that are polluting my soul and defiling my soul. And if you'll do that, you have authority by the name of Jesus to do that and to cast those spirits out of your life. And also you can lay hands on other people. You can lay hands on them, and in the name of Jesus, you have the authority to cast unclean spirits out of other people. You lay hands on them and you say, by the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by the authority that he gives me, I cast out these spirits of despair. I cast out spirits of depression. I cast out spirits of disappointment, of failure, of heartache, of sickness. And if you'll do that, you know that those demons are subject to the authority. It's not your power. You don't have the power yourself. You don't have any power. It's just like a policeman. He's just a man. But when he puts that badge on and when he puts that uniform on and he gets in the police car, he is acting under the authority of the chief of police, who's acting under the authority of the county officials, who's acting under the authority of the state officials, who's acting under the authority of the U.S. government officials, who is acting under the authority of the commander-in-chief. And so all the law-abiding citizens know there is authority over them that is giving commands. And when those commands are given, then they must obey. Well, Matthew 10:7, Jesus goes on to speak to the disciples here. And he says, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Whoever will not receive you nor hear your words when you depart from that city or house, just shake the dust from your feet. So Jesus gave the disciples authority here to do four things, and we have the same authority, beloved, to do these four things in our life. And he says, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Well, beloved, the kingdom of heaven is at hand today, just as it was in Jesus' day. It is at hand even more because you have the Holy Spirit of God to lead you, to direct you, to guide you, to be your helper, to be your advocate. And so as a believer, you have the Holy Spirit of God to give you instruction. And so you have the kingdom of heaven at your hand, and it's also you have the authority to present or show other people the kingdom of heaven. What is the kingdom of heaven? It's God's plan for this earth. It's God's plan for people's lives. It's God's plan for eventually a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. And it's God's plan for the universe that he put into motion long time ago. All things were created through Jesus, and all things are by him and for him and because of him. And that is the kingdom of heaven. Well, we can touch the kingdom of heaven. We can see the kingdom of heaven. God will open up your spiritual eyes through dreams and visions to see the kingdom of heaven. God will allow you to worship and maybe even see worship in heaven at some point in time. But he said in verse 8, this is what I want you to do with the authority that I have given you. I want you to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, cleanse the lepers. Freely you have received, freely give. And verse 14, whoever will not receive you nor hear your words when you depart from that city or house, shake the dust from your feet. And he says in verse 19, but when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. And so Jesus is telling the disciples, you don't have to worry about the words that you're going to speak. And the same is true for us today. We don't have to worry about the words that we're going to speak. God has given you the authority through the Holy Spirit and through Jesus Christ's blood to speak with authority when you are going to minister to people and tell them that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You have the authority, you have the power that you need to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers, and to cast out demons. All of that power comes from God, comes from Jesus. It's not your power, and you don't have to risk anything. So when you lay hands on people and you ask them, pray for them to be healed, it's not your risk, it's not your power. You go ahead and do that and know that if it's God's will to raise that person or if it's God's will to heal that person, that you have the authority to do that. And so Jesus said, don't worry about what you are going to say in a particular situation. I've been in certain situations with people that are demon-possessed. I've been in situations where I've been preaching and the Holy Spirit just spoke something to me to say to the crowd or to say to an individual. I didn't maybe understand it at the time. I didn't know what was going on, the totality of the situation at the time, but I can assure you that the Holy Spirit will give you the words to speak, and he will give you the proper things to say, and you don't have to worry about it ahead of time and wonder if you're going to be saying the right thing. Well, the transfer of authority for the disciples in totality came at Matthew 28, verse 19, which we call the Great Commission. And we also, again, can take from this that we have the authority from this Great Commission. We have the authority to go to the ends of the earth. That is God's will for you. It is God's will for me. I've been to many countries to preach the gospel. I'm nothing special. I eat breakfast just like you do, and I brush my teeth just like you do. God is no respecter of persons. He can take you, and he can do something amazing with your life to help move the kingdom forward, to show people that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But he needs a willing heart. He needs somebody that is willing. He needs somebody that is able to say, yes, Lord, send me. Yes, Lord, here I am to do your will. And so the Great Commission was the time when Jesus laid it all out for the disciples, and he said to them, verse 19, Matthew 28, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the age. Well, we have not yet made it to the end of the age. We're in 2018. We may still have a ways to go. We may still have a long ways to go. We don't know for sure when Jesus is coming back. And don't waste your time trying to predict when he is coming back. That will be a futile exercise for you. And also, Jesus said, don't do it. He commanded us, don't try to predict, because only the Father knows when he's going to send Jesus back. So in the meantime, we have work to do. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I've commanded you. And so we have plenty of work to do. Beloved, if your life is filled with boredom, if your life is filled with soap operas and movies that are mindless entertainment and lead you nowhere, leave you feeling empty, depressed, and discouraged, I would suggest that you get busy seeking the Lord about your destiny, seeking the Lord about your calling. I would suggest that you get down on your knees and pray and ask the Lord just to reveal his will for you and how you can move the kingdom forward and how you can go and make disciples under the authority of Jesus Christ, how you can go and make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. By the grace of God, I have been able to preach in many countries around the world, 6 countries in Africa, and some in Central America, Mexico, and all over the United States. And beloved, I can tell you that people are hungry for the gospel. People are hungry for the good news that Jesus saves. People are hungry for the good news that Jesus heals, that God heals, and that there is hope. And there is redemption for those in prison, for those that are broken, for those who have stumbled and failed in their life. There's redemption even for those who have rejected God and rejected Jesus. There is redemption. And so there is plenty of work for you to do. There is plenty of work not only here in the United States, but God may open up by his grace a door for you to go to another nation, and you may not even want to go there. When I was shown by the Lord in a dream that he wanted me to go to Africa, I didn't know one single person in Africa. I had no desire particularly to go there. Wasn't even on my radar. Wasn't any place that I had any recognition of, hardly. And yet God showed me in that dream, Jim, I'm opening up the door for you to go to Africa, and I want you to be obedient. I want you to step forward in obedience and go to the nations of the earth, just like he commanded the disciples, to go to the nations of the earth, to tell them the good news of the gospel, to tell them that there is hope for their life, to tell them that there is salvation for their life, to tell them there is healing for the lepers, healing for those who are sick, healing for those who are demon-possessed and full of witchcraft. And so when God showed me that, I said, okay, Lord, I will be obedient, I will be willing. And when the call came and the friends told me they were going to Africa, they wanted me to go with them to preach, I didn't even have to pray about it. I knew this was already the will of God. I knew that this was God's plan for my life, and he had shown me in that dream, this is the plan that I have for you. This is what I want you to do. And so I was obedient, and I said, yes, Lord, here I am. I am ready to go. Well, beloved, I pray that that is you today. I pray that you understand that you have the authority to do great and mighty things, not by your own power, but you have the authority to lay hands on the sick, to see them recover. You have the authority to lay hands on those who are discouraged, depressed, and in despair, broken, those who are far away from God. You have the authority to lay hands on them, to speak to them the words of Jesus Christ, to speak to them words that will give them hope, give them encouragement, give them strength, and allow them to see that their life has meaning, and allow them to see that their life can be used for the kingdom of God here on this earth. Well, I thank you for listening today. Take to heart the words that I've spoken to you today. Do something for the kingdom this week. Pray for somebody. Lay hands on somebody. Tell them that God loves them. Freely you have received, freely give. Stay tuned for contact information at the end of this broadcast. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Have a great week.